Welcome to Journal Club for March 7th, 2025. I'm Malcolm Diggs. In today's paper, the authors take us inside the effort to make Formula One crashes as safe as possible. Today's episode is written and performed by Brett Beckerman.
In the fast-paced world of Formula One racing, engineers work tirelessly to construct a vehicle that can achieve the impossible. Breakneck speeds with razor-sharp control and precision. Unfortunately, they're being driven by humans, and humans make mistakes, so crashes are inevitable. To mitigate serious injuries, racetracks are lined with barriers meant to soften the impact of the crash. But how do we know if those barriers are good enough to save a driver's life? Well, we test them, over and over again. Today we'll examine the testing procedures used on tire barriers at Formula One racetracks. We'll start by looking at standard finite element, or FE, simulations. Then we'll explore a novel soft body physics simulation. And finally, compare both to physical crash tests. Before we dive in, we need to consider the scale of vehicle testing, especially in high-speed racing. We've all seen those advertisements where a car filled with a family of crash test dummies is launched into a brick wall at high speeds to test the durability of airbags or seatbelts. These tests are crucial for understanding how the human body reacts in different crash scenarios. Unfortunately, to gather accurate data, manufacturers must repeat these tests multiple times while accounting for various real-world variables. This process is both expensive and time-consuming. While manufacturers can control certain variables, such as speed, impact angle, and passenger placement, they have little control over the surface a car will impact. Most crash tests involve a flat brick wall, a fixed pillar, or another vehicle. This creates a challenge, as manufacturers must now consider their tests as worst-case scenarios, hoping it's enough to cover all other possibilities. This is where the American Association of Highway and Transportation Officials comes in. They developed the Manual for Assessing Safety Hardware, or MASH, which provides standardized procedures for validating mathematical models of safety hardware, such as crash safety barriers. These models compare physical crash data to simulated data. Once a new safety barrier design is created and evaluated, it is then tested under various impact speeds, angles, and barrier configurations. The goal is to let the simulations handle the bulk of the testing. This saves time and money on physical crash tests. Now, let's shift our focus to the safety barriers in high-speed racing, such as Formula One. The high crash rates in the sport means that the testing and safety procedures are even more stringent. The most common safety barrier seen at an F1 race is the tire wall. These are constructed by stacking multiple tires on top of each other and strapping them together to form a soft wall. Tire walls are beneficial for drivers because they offer less resistance upon impact, and are also practical for track officials because of their affordability and ease of repair. But how does using tires as a barrier affect the simulation set out by MASH procedures? And how do the tires differ from a brick wall? The properties of a tire are fairly complex. Currently, engineers use finite element analysis, or FEA, models to predict the dynamic behavior of vehicles and their collision points. These models use mathematical formulations to simulate how these barriers absorb, distort, and flex when impacted. While highly accurate, FEA models require immense computational power. On a standard workstation, rendering just 700 milliseconds of a tire wall crash takes approximately 13 days. Though still more cost-effective than a real crash, these simulations are limited in scalability due to the high element count required for soft, flexible materials like tires. This is where the authors of the study proposed a new solution. They suggested using a soft body, or mass spring, physics engine to simulate collisions in real time. Soft body physics, commonly used in computer graphics, simulates deformable objects such as bending and stretching materials. While typically used for visual effects like cloth movements and facial expressions, games like BeamNG employ a physics engine capable of realistic vehicle crashes in real time. The game's mass spring method splits objects into two categories: mass particles, or nodes, which are points of mass with unique locations and identifiers. Spring-like elements, or beams, which are structural connectors between the nodes that behave like springs. To put this into simpler terms, imagine you had an empty square box. Each corner of the box would have a node. If you were to apply a small amount of pressure to that box, it would eventually flatten. Now, imagine the same box, but each corner or node was connected to its diagonal corner with a stiff spring. Now, if you were to apply pressure to the box, it would contort and bounce back, rather than flattening like before. BeamNG does a great job of providing users with modifiable parameters that would allow them to put cars into different situations. Parameters like beam spring, beam damp, beam deform, and beam strength allow users to accurately represent real-world vehicles and any crashes with precise detail. I mean, who wouldn't want to know what happens to a Tesla driving over a car-sized pothole at 100 miles per hour? Thanks to BeamNG's customizability, researchers were able to replicate the FEA model's test parameters without the high computational overheads. With the tools to simulate real-world crashes in a fraction of the time, researchers set out to test their theory. In line with MASH guidelines, two physical crash tests were conducted. The first crash test was used as a guide for parameter optimization, and the other to establish benchmarks. Test 1, a square closed-wheel crash trolley, or CLWH, representing a GT car, was launched, hitting a tire wall at 33 kilometers an hour. The tire wall was composed of 6 packs of tires, arranged in 3 rows of 5, with another 3 rows of 5 behind them. In total, 30 tires were used. Test 2. A slimmer, single-seat crash trolley, or SRSE, representing an F1 car, was launched, hitting the tire wall at 70 kilometers an hour. This time, the tire wall was made up of 15 six-pack modules, similar to what was used in the first test. In total, 450 tires were used across the 6 rows. For context, typical racetrack tire walls include a supporting insert and conveyor belts to maintain their structure. However, in these tests, the researchers opted to strap the tires together with low-duty buckle clamp straps, the same kind used to secure items on car roofs or trailers. This is important to note because while BeamNG provides a large parameter set and advanced simulation capabilities, it lacks customizability for certain elements like strapping. The closest in-game alternative was the built-in coupler system, which unfortunately meant the simulation wasn't identical to the real-world setup. But more on this after the results. Since test 1 served as the calibration test, the official results recorded in the paper are all focused on the second test. For the physical comparison, the two simulations were assessed in the following ways. Maximum G-force of the trolley. The assessment measured the maximum acceleration the car recorded milliseconds after impact. Maximum intrusion of the trolley. The intrusion of the trolley is crucial for the test due to the small possibility that the crash trolley traveled the full width of the tire barrier and into the support wall behind. Lastly, rebound velocity of the trolley. This reflects the energy transfer between the crash trolley and tire barrier during the crash. And here's how the models performed compared to the physical crashes. For each assessment, the two simulation models performed surprisingly well. For maximum G-force, the FEA model performed better with only a 4.1% margin of error. For maximum intrusion, the soft body model's prediction came out on top with an error margin of 1.9%. Lastly, the rebound velocity test stood out as the weak point for both models. Both simulations performed poorly in this test due to limitations in accurately modeling the tire walls. In the FEA model, the tire thickness was restricted to 5 to 6 mm, whereas real tire measurements are around 10 to 15 mm. In the soft body simulation, the lack of accurate strapping meant that the tires remained connected due to BeamNG's coupler system and failed to rebound the trolley correctly. The models were also assessed using a correlation and analysis, or CORA, score. This quantitative rating is used to compare the acceleration time history curve of the simulations with the physical crash test data. The CORA score is made up of 3 other scores: correlation, NRMSE, and phase shift. The correlation score looks at the overall similarities between the finer metrics of the real crash and the simulations. FEA received a correlation score of 0.94, and the soft body model scored a 0.96. The NRMSE, or the Normalized Root Mean Square Error Score, is a metric used to assess the accuracy of predictive models while catering for the error between tests. FEA scored 0.15, while softbody scored a 0.09. In this case, the lower the score, the better the model. The phase shift measures the relative timing difference between the two signals. Both models performed perfectly and received a score of 0. Together, both scored well in the overall Cora ratings. FEA ended with a Cora score of 0.89, while softbody ended with an impressive 0.94. While neither simulation perfectly replicated real-world crash data, a few key takeaways could be noted. For example, the FEA model outperformed softbody in overall accuracy, but the real-time capabilities of the softbody model and minimal computational overhead offers a clear advantage. With slight modifications, like allowing FEA models to adjust parameters more dynamically and enabling softbody simulations to incorporate strapping variables, the two methods could complement each other. By combining their strengths, researchers could accelerate complex structural tests similar to what was seen in the tire wall safety barrier testing. The softbody model could conduct multiple small tests, while the FEA model could handle selective, high-precision simulations. This hybrid approach could dramatically improve the turnaround time of modern-day testing when it comes to these complex testing elements. To see a few screenshots of the simulations in action and how their predictions compare to the physical crash tests, download and take a look at the full paper. I'm Brett Beckerman. Thanks for listening.
Today's episode was written and performed by Brett Beckerman. It was produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.